Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A teenage girl was killed and her father injured after being hit by a suspected drunk driver in Ashwaubenon over the weekend. Ashwaubenon police say the crash happened at the intersection of Lombardi Avenue and Holmgren Way around 5 p.m. Friday night. They say a truck ran a red light on Lombardi and crashed into a car turning onto Holmgren. Authorities say 45-year-old Danny Bishop was driving the car. His 17-year-old daughter, Chloe, was a passenger. Both were taken to the hospital with critical injuries, where the teen was later pronounced dead. The driver of the truck, 69-year-old Douglas Prohl from Luxembourg, was arrested for operating while intoxicated and booked into the Brown County Jail. He has not been formally charged. A massive house fire south of De Pere completely destroyed a home, but fire crews say the family and pets got out safely. Morrison volunteer firefighters say they responded to the home on Tower Road around 4:30 Friday afternoon to find the garage fully engulfed in flames, with fire spreading to the house. Firefighters say crews battled the blaze for more than an hour. Crews finally cleared the scene more than 5 hours after the fire was initially reported. One firefighter suffered minor injuries. Fire officials say the home is a loss. A memorial to Alex Preddy outside his alma mater, Green Bay's Preble High School, got a new addition on Friday, a banner signed by fellow Hornets, offering messages of sympathy and support.
Following the death of Alex Preddy, we really, the community struggled so much to accept this loss and to process these emotions. And I think that myself and my friend really just found that it was very, very important for us to allow people to have an outlet to express their emotions.
Deanna Wozniak is a senior at Preble. She and fellow senior Elania Mitchell came up with the idea for the banner. Wozniak tells us it's a way to give voice to so many emotions that have been swirling among her classmates this past week, following Preddy's death at the hands of federal officers in Minneapolis last weekend.
I cried. I cried. It was there's a lot of sadness and confusion, but mostly it's a lot of anger to know that this is something that is happening. It has happened. Of course, it is happening in Minnesota, but it is all over the country. And to see it, I feel like this truly just brought it home for me, for so many kids here at this school. It brought this story home and this tragedy home.
Mitchell joined Wozniak just after lunch on Friday. Together, the two braved the still lingering bitter cold to add some warmth from and for the Preble community. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Badgers dismiss the Buckeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Badgers have this week off after beating the Ohio State Buckeyes at the Kohl Center 92-82. John Blackwell and Nick Boyd combined for 43 points. Head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously, Boyd and Blackwell were really good when they needed to be, and a really good team win against a good team.
NBA, the Bucks wrapped up the road trip with another loss, this time 107-79 to the Boston Celtics, the fewest points scored by the Bucks in a game this season. NFL, it's Super Bowl week here in San Francisco. I'll have reports all week on the big game between the Seahawks and the Patriots, who held a pep rally in Foxborough. Quarterback Derek May.
Man, we won't be here without you guys. What a journey, and we still have work left to do. Shout out to these guys. Love you guys. Celebrate when we get back. Go Pats, baby.
That's Patriots quarterback Derek May with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high right around 25 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 6 above for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high of 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm.